Lebanon risks being torn apart as Syria mulls a ceasefire, a ministry's warning of a coming global food crisis, and what does jelly really have to do with the gospel? We'll tell you about that and much more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Syria has accepted a ceasefire in observance of a four-day Muslim holiday that starts tomorrow. Lebanon would welcome the respite, however brief. They risk being torn apart by Syria's conflict, with supporters and opponents alike trying to gain the upper hand. Kids Alive International's Matt Parker sums it up this way.
At the moment, Lebanon is really on a knife edge.
Kids Alive is working with over 150 kids throughout Lebanon in the residential and school programs and care centers. Some of these are kids of Syrian refugee families.
Pray for our program with marginalized kids, that we would be successful in meeting these kids' needs, their physical needs, educational needs, but also be successful in sharing with them the love that Christ has for them.
Kids Alive is helping the families too, but the situation's kind of desperate.
Let's pray that through this situation, through the fear that people have, that Christ would be made known, that people would turn to Him and come to know Him.
There's a ton you can do. Find out at missionnetworknews.org. Next, the UN warns of a coming global food crisis in 2013. So what? Well, think back to 2008, says Peter Howard with Food for the Hungry.
We saw food riots all over the world, especially in the poor countries where access to food is literally life and death. In parts of Africa, families have to fight for the food they're trying to access.
Violence is just one result of a global food crisis. Howard says it's like a ripple effect.
It not only affects nutrition, but it can affect education and the health and then the kind of social fabric of families and communities.
The global food supply took a dive after severe droughts this summer. FH provides food and works with locals on drought-resistant farming techniques.
That's what we want to continue to do so that we don't get back into a situation like we had in 2008 where there are riots.
Pray that God would lead you to help fight world hunger. Find those resources at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. When you hear concentration camp, what do you think of? Walking skeletons, piles of dead bodies? Well, these camps didn't end with World War II. They're all over North Korea.
On the one hand, it is amazing that the international community continues to turn largely a blind eye to this reality. On the other hand, it is equally amazing that the North Korean underground church considers this their mission field.
Eric Foley with Seoul, USA says 30,000 Christians are detained in these camps. They're not asking you to set them free, though.
What the North Korean church says is, pray that we will be found faithful in every circumstance in which the Lord places us.
Could you have faith like that?
There is a difference between freedom of religion and freedom in Christ. And freedom in Christ, as Mr. Bay points out in the book, can't be taken away by the government.
Not sure what he means? Find out at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, there's a new meaning to the word jelly. Bright Hope International has launched a new project with that name. Why jelly? Well, they want to proclaim Jesus, enhance education, provide loans, show the love of Christ, and acquire help from you, jelly. This hands-on project will last 2 years. Families can paint, build, and pack supplies for a Haitian village. Pray that the new church will bring hope to the village. Also ask God to bring willing hands to help with the building. And cooking a meal in El Salvador is contributing to building a church in Honduras. Volunteers from Operation Mobilization used money from a cooking fundraiser to do just that. The gospel is being shared with many of the villagers as they receive medical care. Other team members are sharing Christ's love door to door. Pray for the local church as they disciple the new believers. Ask God to use the new building to bring others to Christ as well. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about any of the stories we've had on today's broadcast or would like to support our radio ministry, just call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Mission Network News can be sent daily to your personal email address, and it's free. Just go to missionnetworknews.org and we'll send it to you. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.